you know, even though you have returned, you are missed. And my other question was, I'm in the process of installing some fantastic vent fans on my 67 Globetrotter, and I have, in this trailer, it's wired with solid core aluminum wiring. And Airstream's infinite wisdom, I guess they thought, the trailer's aluminum, let's wire it with aluminum. Anyway, I was wondering to ask, Colin and the panel of pros, what special provisions, if any, you guys take when you're tying into aluminum wiring. I picked up some very pricey wire nuts from Granger, but I was wondering if there's anything else special to do when connecting copper wires into aluminum wiring. Anyway, look forward to hearing your responses, and keep up the good work, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Todd, for calling that in to our new voicemail line. Sound pretty good. Let's see. Maybe tying into aluminum wiring. I think we discussed that before. Have you had much experience in having to deal with that? You know what? I turned you down instead of the caller's pot, so we didn't hear any of that.
Okay.
Beep, take two.
I can hear it all.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Yes, Tim, I do have experience with that. typically what happens is when we get the 67s, and we've seen it in some 68s as well, the aluminum wire trailers, it really depends on how far they're planning to go on the restoration. But if they're getting into the ceiling at all and doing a typical gutting procedure, we would replace all of the aluminum wiring with modern copper wiring. And modern as in it's a two-wire plus a ground. If they're not going that far, we would use wire nuts, but we would put conductivity grease in the wire nut as well, and that's, in theory, coats the aluminum so you won't be exposed to air and get the oxidation and build up the corrosion on top of the aluminum and reduce the conductivity of the joint. And of course, when the conductivity goes down, the heat goes up, and that's what causes the problems typically.
Yeah, same thing happens in homes. You know, they use that. When did they use that? Was it the 70s?
Yeah, from what I understand, yes, sometime in the 70s they used it. I guess in the late 60s as well when Airstream decided to use it. However, I've only really seen it in, like I said, 67s and some 68s. So.
I guess it was cheaper at some point than copper. I don't know.
It made the trailer a lot lighter.
Yeah. And you could polish it if you wanted to.
Right.
if you're a serious Airstreamer, you polish that aluminum wiring.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, what might be kind of interesting in a vintage trailer, I saw it on a home-built one that I thought was fascinating. This guy was an electrician, and he did all the wiring like back in the old days when electricity was first invented. They had insulators, and the wires were all run inside. And so that actually added some decor. So I suppose you could theoretically have polished aluminum wiring running through insulators. And I'm not sure how safe that would be, but it would look pretty cool.
Bringing up safety, this is a perfect time to say that the VAP and its licensors makes no warranties expressed or implied as to the completeness and accuracy or practicality. Well, it's on the website. You know, go read it. We're not responsible.
Yeah, I had that 67 trade win in every receptacle in the trailer. If you opened it up, you could see where it had gotten hot and black. And I think it was between the expansion between the aluminum as well as compared to the copper and that stuff as far as the receptacles. And so you'd get bad contacts and build up resistance and get hot. And you could see on some of the receptacles, the wiring plastic covering was actually melted back to 2 or 3 inches back into the wall of the trailer. So if you went back on that trailer into the back, you know, you could see in the